goddamn yeah. Let's go. All right, y'all. What's up?
You know this cookie's for the bag.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. We're ready to chop up some good game, as we always do. This the shit right here, ain't it, Bree?
Ain't it? Okay.
This the
I know
shit.
About it, too.
Well, no, you don't. You don't be knowing my shit. You still bumping Whitney Houston's album.
No, Tariq, I know how to be. Not know this one. I know the Rihanna now. I like it.
Layla be all out of date with the shit. She's like, y'all heard about the new Cisco single? Song? God damn it. God, Layla's ass. Man, anyway, let's put on some Mackin music so we can chop up game. Ladies and gentlemen, and let me introduce, first of all, before I introduce anybody, let me let y'all know today's show is brought to you by POV Hilarious D. Has a black superhero movie called Dark Chaos, Maze of the Universe. You can check out the trailer on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and type in POV Hilarious D. And also today's show is brought to you by the trailer for the brand new movie 1804 that's going to be out in a few months. We put out the trailer. People love the trailer. You can check that out on YouTube. Go to YouTube and go to my Tariq Live page, ladies and gentlemen, to check out the 1804 trailer. And go to 1804movie.com to get the 1804 t-shirts and posters for the movie, ladies and gentlemen. And right here we have my lovely co-host. We have Miss Layla Lopez. How are you, Layla?
I'm cool.
Lord, Layla.
I'm trying to hold it together.
I know Layla has the lady problems today. How you feeling, dear?
I'm okay. I'm holding it together. You know, you feel a little fat, a little bloated.
I know. Y'all know when Layla come in with the damn shades. It's one of them fucking days. She got the shades
on. Yeah, I got
on.
The shades on. Chloe said people were hitting her. I was like, why does Layla got the shades on?
Oh, yeah.
That's how you know I'm having a
just show them
day.
You don't have a black eye. Just
yeah,
show
yeah,
them.
Yeah, she hasn't no been beaten. No nigga done jumped on her. Man, and over here we have the lovely Bree. Miss Bree, how are you, dear?
I am excellent. Well, as excellent as I can
now,
be right
you,
now.
You came in moping a little bit. How was your damn night? She said she came in at like 6 in the morning. What the hell were
Bree
you
be
doing?
Partying, wait a minute.
What were you doing
Bree
in the streets?
No, wait, I don't.
Look, check her Instagram, okay?
I know, I'm going to look at that damn Instagram.
Please don't look. There's so much evidence on there, but man, we was partying like it was Saturday, like it was about 1999.
God
shit.
Damn.
On a Monday, it went up in, where was that, Penthouse and AOD?
Where's
damn,
that?
You did all that?
Well, they connected, I think,
yeah, they're
by
the,
hallway
they're, yeah, they're connected. It's the same know. Club. Yeah.
Where is that, by the way?
I feel like it's in Beverly Hills.
No, okay. It's in it's like West Hollywood.
Yeah, it went the hell up in Penthouse last night.
So did you meet some nice gentlemen up in there?
You know, no.
Black guys still was not talking to you.
Still no one approached. You know who was eyeballing me, though?
Who?
Terrence J.
Ooh, he cute. That's the one from 106, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He got a girl or something. Like, he's like heavily committed.
Okay, he still
got a dick
eyes
too. He has a dick too.
So
I'm not dick chasing. I want a man. Like, you know, I'm not on a chase for dick. Like, that shit is everywhere.
All right, fellas, if y'all campaigning, y'all got to bring more than dick to the table for Miss Bree.
Hey, okay?
You dig? So y'all had a good time last night, Bree?
I did. I had a very good time. I had so much fun, I was almost guilty. Like,
damn.
This is not a Monday night right now.
So, man, we're here chopping up gang, man. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. Let's see who we got on the phone already. Hello? Come on, y'all. Don't start this with this damn not answering
the phone.
I think
the first couple calls always be
it's
like
always
that.
It's janky. Like, it's always like some it. Janky shit. But yeah, the phone number is 818-850-5404. It might be the phone line. Sometimes the phone line is janky on our end. Now, Ms. Layla, what's happening in the news out here?
Okay, I'm going to just start off a little bit. It was a lot of like feuds during BET weekend,
Why do people wait until BET weekend to just get into nigga shit?
That's so horrible. Why does it have to be like that?
I know.
We don't hear about that at the, you know, the what, MTV or the, what is it, the Billboard Awards.
Right. Cats know how to act around the American Music Awards, the Grammys, but when when it's BET time, it's just like, let's just be
cut
niggerish.
Up.
Yeah, it's
let's
niggerish
just cut
time.
Up.
Who I know Migos almost got into it with Joe Budden.
Did you see that footage?
Yeah. Now, why was Joe was mad disrespectful?
Okay,
was,
you know no. what I think it was? Well, yeah. Go ahead. I want to see what you got for
go ahead, Bruce.
Because he said they were being sassy, but then he was like, they were just a little too sassy for me. But then another story came out and said he went to dap them up and they kind of played him on the dap.
Oh, damn.
And he was like dead from there. Like,
oh, okay.
No more respect is given.
Oh, okay.
Trying to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, it was like a little backstory came out after the fact. But yeah, he put out like they were too sassy for me. And I'm like, damn. I could see that though. They were sitting there like somebody owed them something. Like, you know what I'm saying?
They were kind of mad at the host too. Like, the host were asking them. And then they got into it with Chris Brown's crew later. Yeah, you hear about that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I saw a little of the footage and Chris was kind of, you know, backing off.
Yeah, Chris got felonies or whatever he got going on. He ain't fooling with them people.
And I'm like, if y'all let some niggas in some Forever 21 blouses whoop your ass. Nigga. Some rainbow blouses. Those niggas got on some damn rayon blouses. If y'all ever get your ass whooped by
it's
niggas.
It's always like that. Why is it always like the newcomers? Yeah. Like people like Nas and people like Janet Jackson, you meet them, they're humble.
Yeah.
But little newcomers.
And I like Migos. I like I think the brothers like are very. Migos too. I think the brothers
I'm
are
not
very
gonna
talented.
Lie though, Tariq. I like Migos, but if they walked in this room right now, I swear I wouldn't know if they were. I would not know who they are. What they look
without,
like
without all that shit on, like white glasses and chains.
I would literally would not know who the hell they are. That's the only thing that irritates me about all these groups that are like yelling and shit on stage because like
you don't know who
you don't know who they are. You know what they're saying
because you know you only know them by song.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying,
you know who Kendrick is. You know who Kanye is. You know what I mean? People with substance. You know who Big Sean is. But like that's cool. Whatever. It's good for the club.
And who else got into
fights? Oh, it's one more. Ooh, this is my favorite one, actually. Meek Mill and Safari. Did y'all hear
that? Was some funny shit. That was
hilarious. The parodies are even funnier, though. But that was hilarious.
Man, did Safari got his ass the fuck on.
He got up out of that, didn't he?
He was running like he was on a safari. That nigga got the hell on, out of Dodge. He was not about to get his ass whooped.
He like, I got on too much white shit.
Yeah, he was like, that nigga was checking his chain and shit, checking his pulse. Like,
he's
shit,
fine,
am
I
lying?
I like him. He's so fine with his little accent. Turn on.
But so if you got with him though, I mean, can you run as fast as this motherfucker? Because if shit go down, he's gonna leave you.
Hey, because I'm like, look, you better tie your shit up, tie your shoes up,
because that baby oil on his chest ain't gonna save you.
I
shit,
I swear.
He was coconut oil.
Oh Lord,
that's what he always talk about is coconut.
Lord, but
yeah, it was a wild weekend.
Is one of the? Do you know if one of the guys in Migos is dating Carucci? Because that's what I keep hearing.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I have heard that.
Quavo?
See, I get them all mixed up.
I know. That's what I asked Layla's ass.
Quavo, Tequila. I have done
And Carucci's a fine little motherfucker.
I know. She could have anybody. Why she want him?
Carucci's a fine little motherfucker.
You see? Okay, perfect example. I'm glad we're on Carucci. Yes. I'm glad we're on Carucci.
Yes.
I really love about Carucci and Rihanna. I'm going to say throw Rihanna in there because it's my girl. But girls keep getting the fake booties, the fake titties, the fake this. But Carucci is 100. Because Carucci ain't really got no booty. I mean, she has
a little narrow,
she
tight
has a
ass.
Little booty. Like, her titties are my size.
Yeah.
And it's like, dudes be going crazy. See, girls, who cares about the fake booty?
Yeah,
well, she don't need it. Like, Chris Brown put her in the spot. Like, she don't need it.
Right.
So most women get it to elevate or, you know, to go to the next level.
Okay, yeah. I got
she
you.
She don't need it. Chris Brown got
I be
her
wondering,
shit.
But, like, the prettiest girls that get the most attention be natural.
Yeah,
that's what I know. Like, guys love Rihanna. Rihanna got little bitty titties. She got her booty's getting kind of big right now.
Yeah,
but
she's getting,
that's
getting nice and thick. Yeah, she's getting. People thought she was pregnant for a minute. Yeah, because she's getting thick and it's a nice thing.
But it's
you
good. Know? Yeah,
it's
she looks
out.
Good.
She was real good.
Yeah, I like her.
And you know, Rihanna has that island, that nasty island thing. Like those island girls be doing little nasty shit behind the scenes. So that's
Lord,
yeah.
I definitely went to Carnival.
Oh, how was that? I went 2 years ago. I haven't went. I just got old and
where did which one
in Hollywood?
Oh. Out here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? How was it?
It was nice. It was a lot of what do they call when they put on all the stuff? Like the girls. And they'd be out in like bikini and the wings.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they was out there.
Wait, so no guys out there?
Hell, first of all.
But talking. I know dudes were talking to you then.
The finest men. No. Still no.
I don't believe her.
I'm telling you, I don't know. It got to be like I'm like looking cold or something. Like I don't know what I'm giving.
You probably could be looking like you're gonna shut niggas down. You probably got that stank face at the club.
A few of them were looking, but they were like off. But no, my friend, she got a donk. Okay, I was with one of my homegirls. And they were like, oh my God, baby, walking up on her, like whispering in her ear and shit. And she's like,
it could be your personality, you know, because I've had guys like talk to me before. And then finally when they talk to us, man, I've been talking to you for a long time, but I thought you was going to have an attitude.
That's always what I get.
Yeah.
I thought you thought I was going to have an attitude. You're cool. I'm like, okay.
What's up? Who's on the phone?
This is Denise from Chicago. How are you, Tariq?
Hey, dear. Hey. How are you, Denise from Chicago?
Hey, Denise.
Yes, I'm the one that's been on your page with the red lipstick and the pretty white teeth. That's me, Ms. D.
Shit, there's a lot of people with... I'll be looking at my mother's pretty lips.
No, I've been coming because you've been posting stuff on your Twitter page.
Oh, so you
about the white supremacist.
Oh, okay. I think I remember who you are. Do you have like a little afro or something?
Nope, it's just my smile. That's it.
Okay, well, shit, I don't remember.
There you go. So what's the topic? Because I'm trying to get on the web page and I can't hear anything.
Oh, you can't on Ism Radio? You can't hear nothing?
Nope.
Go to the very bottom of the page. Go to Ism Radio, IZM Radio. Go to the very bottom on the of the page, and you should be able to see and hear the live stream there. Just got to go all the way down. All right?
Okay, so what's the topic?
We're just talking about different stuff. All right, but thank you, sister. Okay. God damn.
I know. Thank you for calling in and letting us know you couldn't hear it.
All right, people calling me with the technical issues. All right, but it's all good. Shout out to Miss D, and I don't remember who she is on Twitter, but follow her if y'all know who she is. And the phone number is 818-850-5404. Miss Bree, what is going on out here in these streets?
So, did y'all see Kodak Black talking about how he...
Layla don't mean
damn,
Layla.
I do.
If a motherfucker's under the age of 23, Layla don't know who the fuck they are.
Now, who?
Who?
Who? I know about me,
I know Brian McKnight. I don't know no damn Kodak Black. You mean a Kodak camera? I got a Kodak camera that I had from the 90s. Layla don't be knowing shit about these new niggas. I ain't mad at you either.
I don't, because they're whack, dog. I like real talent, man. Yeah.
They are. Yeah. But, I mean, it be splattered all over social media. But so anyway, he's like made a comment about not liking black girls. Like, I don't really care for the black girl.
Why would he do that to his self?
And then turned around and switched it up and said, no, but... I just meant, like chocolate girls. You know, I like them light skinned.
That's still dumb.
And then deleted his damn Instagram page.
Well, yeah.
Like, people been going in on him since he said
Why
it.
Would you do that?
And he's jet black, by the way. He's jet
he's
fucking
microphone black.
Yeah.
I hate that. Like, if you just say I like everybody, that's one thing. But just to say you don't like your own race. Your mama black, fool.
Yeah.
And she probably blacker than him. That's what's crazy, but... I mean, at the end of the day, everybody have their own preference. But, like, I don't like black girls.
Yeah, it's always these strange looking niggas with these black girls.
How about black girls probably don't like you?
That was the whole response. Like, good. We want your ass nowhere.
And wasn't he kind of propping up one of the Kardashians or the Jenners? He was like talking about, I want to get one of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow. We're so... Man, our people.
That coon train.
Some coon.
Picked him right on up.
Shit right there.
My goodness. But
that's terrible.
You know, I heard that black women and Asian men are the least desirable people in the world.
They say the most unmarried people and all that.
Wait, black women and Asian men?
Black women and Asian
men. No, we're mostly desired, low-key, though.
No, it's on the low, though.
On the low, exactly.
They want us on the low.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
I had this white boy flirting with me so hard. Did you see that white boy on Instagram?
No.
It was this white boy. We were all watching the BET Awards at my friend's house, and it was like a little gathering or whatever. And it was this white guy there, because it's like a little pool. We had like a little pool party thing.
Yeah.
And he was walking around with his shirt off, and he just kept following me all around. He was cute, though, girl. He was cute, but I was like, you're cute, because I had people commenting, like, who's the cutie? He was cute, and it was so funny because the more he kept, like, following me around, the blacker he got.
Uh-oh.
It was hilarious. And it was too funny. He was like, he was like, he just got blacker and blacker.
That
like,
shit is irritating.
That started getting on my nerves. I was like, I liked when he was acting all white.
Yeah.
That's what you are. But then he started acting, you know, talking about my cornrows. Can I braid hair? And I'm like, no.
Hello. I smell a bedwench in the room.
Isn't my smell a bedwench?
I said he was cute. I said I was going to hit that.
Shit.
It was his birthday, too. He kept telling me it was his birthday, like he wanted me to do something. I was like, good. Yeah. Happy birthday, nigga.
What the fuck do you want you to do for his birthday?
I'll pop out the damn cake. I mean, I don't know.
Well, a little birthday song.
No.
I know, right?
I say he was cute, but that's as far as it goes.
Oh, yeah. They like to fetishize sisters. It's like, your hair, your fucking braids. Because that's like a thing with white supremacist males. Having sex with a black woman, that's part of their culture. That's like a rite of passage for them.
Yeah, he was from the South. He's from Austin, Texas, too.
Oh, yeah. They big on that shit down there trying to bang a sister and then front like they ain't.
Right.
You dig?
Right. That's funny.
We got to watch out for that bullshit. Just like that thing that happened with the Bachelor in Paradise show.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. You know it was her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they trying to blame it on a black man.
Yeah. Of course she was on her knees.
Yeah, explain what happened.
It's a new series, Bachelor in Paradise. I don't even think it's aired yet.
No, it hasn't.
And it was a white girl.
Yes.
And she got drunk.
Yes.
And came on to the black
Which
guy.
Which is what all those shows are about anyway. That's right. what all those shows are about. Everybody getting drunk and fucking each other.
Yeah. Right. But she came on to him.
Yes, she did.
And then the producers tried to say that he did something to her, raped her.
Yeah, they kind of made it seem like sexual assault.
Yeah, like
because,
he did it.
Yeah, like exactly, because she put her cooch in his face, he started licking, and then they tried to say that, well, she was drunk and didn't know what she was doing, so he took advantage of her.
Oh, she couldn't wait to get some liquor so she could bust it wide open for a real nigga.
She couldn't wait.
Fuck out of here.
He was cute too. She was on that.
He made sure that they were filming everything because she low key tried to get him off to the side. He was like, "No, bring the camera so all this can be seen."
But they were filming him licking her cooch.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, they nasty. They're making porn now.
Basically, and you know, some of the white producers there were like, "Oh no." You know,
so if they got it on film, then there you go.
Oh, yeah.
So what are y'all talking about?
They can't do anything, but they're still going to use the I'm white and I say so. We still say it's sexual assault because I always say that any sex between a black man and a white woman, it's considered rape even if it's consensual. Mm. And black folks don't understand that. And on the flip side, no form of sex with a black woman and a white man is considered rape.
Yep.
They don't even look at that as rape, no matter how brutal it is. So we have to understand those dynamics when it comes to having these relations with these folks in the dominant society.
Yeah.
You dig? What else is happening out here, Miss Layla?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so remember last week All Eyes on Me came out, right?
Yes.
Okay, so did you guys hear... Okay, you know John Singleton, he didn't like it and all that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he brought some things up. And the reason why he said he didn't even want to... He didn't even watch it. That's what he said. He didn't watch it. And he said it was a lot of things they left out. He said it was a couple of scenes. It was a scene where, because in John Singleton's version, it was very graphic. Remember I said I wanted to see stuff we never seen before?
Right.
He said they left out a really good scene where, it doesn't sound good, but where Tupac, the prison guards put Tupac in like a library and let the other inmates rape him.
I heard somebody had said that was in the original script. I don't know. I don't believe Tupac got raped in no damn prison. I don't believe Pac got raped in prison.
I don't believe it. So that was one scene. There was another scene where Tupac's mom was like having a threesome.
I was like,
what is happening?
Yeah.
But why you gotta be that damn deep in somebody I think what they gave was enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to see that. So.
And on the flip side, you know, they could have put some stuff in there that we didn't know because most of the stuff in the movie, it was kind of
like
stuff.
News.
It was stuff that you can kind of look up online.
Yeah.
Just like with Straight Outta Compton, we saw a lot of behind the scenes stuff, which was cool. That was some cool stuff. And it wasn't inflammatory to make anybody look bad. But, you know, they could have had that in All Eyes on Me. But I like All Eyes on Me. I thought it was a cool flick. Did you see it?
I still didn't see it, man.
You don't be seeing shit.
No.
Layla, baby,
I ain't watching shit.
What's the last movie you saw, Layla? Good fucking grief.
Hidden Colors.
Don't say Color Purple.
I know. The Color Purple. What Hidden Colors? The Color fucking Purple. That's what you saw.
No.
Colors with Ice-T.
The last movie I did see. Well, I seen Wonder Woman like a month ago.
Oh, okay.
But nah, I didn't make it through.
Yeah, yeah. You were on a date and you and your
I
date.
I fell asleep.
Y'all fell asleep, all right.
No, shut up, Teresa.
Lord. Man, let's see who we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Lord.
Hello? What the hell is up with the damn phone line, man? The phone line's been tripping. God damn.
Come on.
I wonder if they can hear us on the website now.
Yeah, they can hear us.
Did somebody say?
Yeah, it was just her. But yeah, the phone number is 818-850-5404. I don't know why.
I think it's definitely something going up.
Yes, indeed.
You know what? Dang.
What happened? Tell me now. What happened? Yeah, let's tell on the air.
No, I was, scrolling through Instagram.
Yeah.
And I seen somebody is still talking about you. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. Lord.
You already know who I'm talking about.
Tariq Nasheed.
Wait, she's what's that lady? Are you Sandra G? Is that who you're right
now? Oh, no, I'm talking about the dude that was talking.
Oh, it was so many folks talking about me.
You didn't see him?
You gave somebody a gun, a fake gun. It was like a play gun from your Haiti movie.
Yeah.
And they were talking about it on their gram.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know
who
you're talking about. I mean, she wanted the damn prop from the movie. She's begging for shit. Well, yeah, take this fucking gun.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that. But my point is, she's still...
Still running her goddamn mouth.
About you.
Disgruntled.
This was like kind of recent too.
Okay, hilarious. Because I don't pay attention to shit.
You know, I'm just, I be nosy.
I be nosy and stuff.
Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't pay attention.
I think I know now.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a Gay Lives Matter dude talking shit about me. Like, Tyree Matthew. You are Black Lives Matter. You are evil.
I'm like, you sound
this fucking
like
moist bastard.
That was funny. I've seen that on your.
He said your name so many times. I kept saying it. Damn.
Anyway, Tyreek Nahid.
You know what, Tyreek?
You are the devil. You is evil. You is mad at white people. Like, this little lispy bitch.
Oh,
this nigga.
Man. Okay.
He probably got a naked picture of
I know,
like
with the mouth cut out. Yeah, exactly. Oh. This moist bastard.
That was a horrible visual. Shit.
My God.
What's up? Who's calling? Wait. Can y'all hear me?
Phone lines.
What's going on with my phone line, yo? Okay, my phone line is acting up on my Skype. I don't know why. I'm going to quit it and make some changes here.
Investigate. Yes, somebody indeed. Messed up the phone line. Look, yes, everything's indeed. A conspiracy with me.
I know. I don't be trusting
everything
shit.
Everything conspiracy with his ass.
I know.
Somebody hacked it.
Yeah. So Bree, what else is going on out here in these streets?
So back to the BET Awards. Did we really cover the BET Awards?
Not all
Wait
of them.
Wait a minute. Let's get back to it.
Okay. Let's just talk about Miss Mary. Miss Mary J.
How was her performance?
First of all, she came out bodied.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she looked
to
good.
The nines. Where you get that body from, Mary?
Now, she was in a gym. You know how you break down with a nigga?
Yeah, she got divorced. Like, that's that divorce body.
I'm saying, damn, like, she needs to start a workout class or something. Like, she is bodied. And then she came out like something that's showing it. Mm. She had it like, but then she started singing.
Uh-oh.
And the knowledge that she was dropping on her situation in this song, which, you know, I'm a Mary fan, but I'm a 90s Mary fan.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I ain't really got with Mary recently.
The new
but
stuff.
Yeah. She like, to hell you with you, and you think you gonna get my money, and you got another thought coming. Just like so much personal shit.
Yeah.
Like, soon as she stepped on stage, she just like went there, and I'm like, damn, Mary.
God damn. Did y'all see Escape, though?
They were good.
They looked very
good.
They were very good.
Who was the best of the night, y'all think? I'm going to tell I'm going to tell you who I think.
I like New Edition. I like their performance.
I like New Edition, too.
That brother who was in the movie, Luke James, I can't think of his name. He did the Johnny Gill song. That brother killed that shit.
Yeah, he is extremely talented.
Bruno Mars is my favorite.
Yeah, Bruno Mars. Yeah.
He's dope.
And do you know they tried to say he was like culturally.
Some Shea Butter ass Shea Butter Twitter start talking about, well, Bruno Mars is culture appropriation. Bruno Mars is a Negro, his damn self.
He's black.
He's basically black. He's Puerto Rican and whatever the fuck he's supposed to be. But he's a little Negro with an accent.
With a curl.
A curl. Exactly. So, yeah, Bruno Mars, he has hot shit. I like Bruno Mars stuff.
He do his thing. He bring that
shit. His concert tickets is higher than Janet Jackson's.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. He's getting money.
Yeah,
people love him.
He's very
people
talented.
Love him. His concert tickets is high because I was going to go.
When was his last concert out here?
I don't know. I have no idea.
God
you
damn,
you asked Layla the wrong questions,
I know,
okay?
I don't know why I asked the details.
I cannot think today. No, I was trying to buy some a couple months ago. I think it's in September, though.
Okay, I want to go.
Did y'all like Tamar?
I like Tamar. Tamar killed
bomb.
That shit.
So, okay, after the fact, they said she was lipping.
They said she was lip syncing. I don't think
I
she
don't
was.
I believe that.
They
she
said
she
were.
Was.
Yeah, they said she were. That she was. Lip syncing,
really?
And that's why she like once she got off stage and started like blowing behind stage. Did y'all see the clip of her like singing the fucking walls down backstage?
Oh no,
she was lip syncing on stage.
But why was she lip syncing on stage though? Because she
can
really sing.
She can sing. I don't think she was lip syncing. People were saying
it did not sound like she
it didn't sound like it to me.
Yeah,
either.
Yeah. And
people just I'm so
they look
sick
for
of
reasons
haters.
To be
I'm
on some hater
it.
Shit. What's
sick
up? Who's calling? Hello.
Hey, what's up, Tariq? This is Jamar from Pittsburgh.
There you go, man. How you doing? I can hear you, brother. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I sent some material your way. I'm not sure if it went through all the videos.
You sent some videos?
Because I was thinking about those white supremacy classes. Yeah, well, I gave them to Bree. I tried to send them to you a couple times, but
Did this nigga send you something? Yes, he did.
He sent me several messages. We didn't have any downtime before getting on air. But
Okay.
sent a lot of stuff.
Go ahead, brother. Shit.
Because I tried to actually... I tried to send a video before to you, but I can only imagine they were flooded to the bottom. But anyway, it's material as far as just trying to kickstart those white supremacy classes, because I have access to actually very old clips that actually relate to everything you talk about.
Okay.
But Bree can show you the clips.
I have Bree send them to me, man. Thank you so much, brother. Please, thank you, brother. Bree, send me the brother's clips. And if he sent any dick pics to you, don't send me that.
No, but he was nonstop with the white supremacy and long-ass messages. And I'm like, look. I'm like, I told you I would pass this on, but you have to stop sending me messages right now.
Why y'all sending the girl stuff? Because I get thousands of messages all the time.
Yeah, so they probably could go through me and get it filtered easier.
Yeah, they're like, well, shit, Tariq, he'll get it from her. Just it's that type of shit.
Everybody don't start sending me messages. I'm going to curse y'all.
And definitely don't send Layla's ass.
You'll never get it.
So again, the phone number is 818-850-5404. I don't know why the phone lines are tripping, but y'all can still call up. Layla, what else is happening out here?
Okay, have you ever took a job, Tariq, to be around or to learn about people? Like, did you say, oh, I'm going to work here because it's a lot of Asians that work here and I want to learn about the Asian culture?
Well, it's almost like interning to a certain degree.
Interning. That's what Joe Biden did. Joe Biden, remember the ex-president?
Yeah.
So he was at like a little ceremony recently, and he basically wanted to reveal. He said when he was younger, he never, ever was around black people at all.
Oh, wow.
And he took a job over the summer as a lifeguard because it was a lot of Negroes. It was a lot of black people that worked there. And he said he just wanted to learn the culture and be around them. Could you imagine like never being around a certain race ever in life? Like he didn't know. That's why I think sometimes like white people, they get like, they don't know what to do because they're not around us. They only see what they see on television.
Right.
So then
when
they get around us, they don't know how to act like, oh, they need to think, oh, yo, yo. And
so when the fuck did he become a lifeguard?
It was a long time ago.
Must have been in the damn 50s.
He said 1962.
Well, that's what I said. It had to be back in the damn day. This motherfucker a lifeguard. When swimming pools were segregated openly, which they are now. God damn.
Well, I guess that makes sense why he wouldn't run no black people.
That's funny.
I mean, yeah, so he just, you know, came on set. Then he said he used to watch Martin Luther King on television. Oh, and he was just always intrigued.
That's a bunch of game. That's how they try to relate to black society. That's their way of relating to black society. Like, I used to watch Dr. King. I marched with him.
Right.
Every fucking body marched with Dr. King if you let them tell it.
Yeah, that's true.
And you can't really point to anything tangible that they've done for black society. So with some old obscure bullshit. Well, I was a lifeguard at a black swimming pool. I served some Negroes at Denny's when I was a waiter.
Was that information?
I don't know why it was relevant. Yeah. He was giving a speech.
The reason why is because the Democratic Party, they're trying to reel black voters back in. Because black people have jumped ship with just voting, period, with all the bullshit.
Right.
And the reason why Trump won is because the black vote, we sat out. We didn't vote this time around, which was good, which was very strategic.
Right.
And we didn't vote because we got tired of them not offering anything to us. We're voting for them, putting them in office, and they haven't done a damn thing for us. We're getting shot and killed out here. Mm-hmm. Our babies and our mothers and our brothers, and they've done nothing. It's getting worse. So it's like, why are we putting you in office, Hillary and Obama and all of these people? So now the Democratic Party, they're trying to weasel their way back into that black vote. I was a lifeguard for Negro. You know, you know what I'm saying? So they already campaigning for the next election.
1962, though?
Oh, yeah. Bernie Sanders did the same thing. He was like, I used to march with Dr. King. And
They all do that shit.
They all do that I march with Dr. King bullshit, and we got to stop falling for that. I don't give a damn you march with Tupac. Right. What the fuck are you going to do to get us some tangibles to punish these race soldiers out here killing us? What are you going to do tangible right now for black folks and not mix us in with all these other groups, which is what they do?
Right.
They start talking that minority, black and Latino, and there's Latinos who identify with white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the cat who killed Philando Castile was Hispanic.
Yes, he was.
You dig?
Yes,
a lot of these cops are Hispanic, and they
fully identify with the white power structure. So
that's crazy to me because that happens a lot. Like I noticed, like especially out here in California.
Yeah.
For some reason, like Spanish people, like we need to all stick together, but they're like against us. I noticed that. Yeah. I noticed that a lot.
At the end of the day,
that's where I receive the most racism out here is from Mexico.
Yeah. They think they're better, and it's like, yo, they white people look down on you too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're crazy.
Not as much as they do you.
Yeah. They dangle that carrot to them. They're like, we'll mistreat you. We'll build a wall. But if you act right, we'll work real hard. And, you know, come on, we won't build the wall for you in particular. It's that type of thing. Mm. You dig? If you treat the Negroes a certain way.
Yeah, they do be acting racist.
Act real funny Spanish style.
It's crazy to me.
What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, King Flex. What's good, man?
What's up, brother? Who is this?
This is Paul from D.C.
Paul from D.C. I hear your kids in the back, brother.
Yeah, I'm closer to the pool right now, you know.
Okay, it's Joe Biden out there at the pool with y'all niggas.
Nah, man.
Don't drown, because he ain't going to go in there and save you. So what's on your mind, bro?
Trying to chop up game with you real quick. What's up, ladies? Hey. I hear the girls in the background.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, they're here looking lovely, as usual.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, you know, I
this nigga had a thirst moment. Just thought about it. Like, oh yeah. What's on your mind, brother? What's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, I in DC, man. Like the game is crazy. So the thing is, I work at a club, and it's like when I meet women, I don't really want to be taking them out all the time. Like sometimes I just kind of want to kick it and, you know, just chill in the house. And when I bring it up, like, yeah, let me come over. They start telling me, well, I don't know you well enough to let you come to my house.
Right.
And then I get stuck, like, you know, like, I respect that, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know you well enough to take you on a date either.
Damn.
No. See, what the thing is, brother, that's why you got to get your own spot. You don't have your own spot yet. You don't have your own spot. Women, you still live with your parents, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that, nigga. It's a yes or no question. You either do or you don't. Ain't something like that, nigga.
He like they live.
Well, it's actually my aunt. It's not my parents.
They live with me.
Exactly. Now, how old are you, brother? How old are you?
I'm about 24 real soon, a couple months.
Okay, brother. It's time to get your own spot. That's what it is. Women ain't trying to have no 24-year-old nigga come all up in they shit. Because, you know, a lot of the women in D.C., they still live at home or whatever, or they got roommates or whatever. So women, they want to go to a dude's crib and kind of post up and see what he got popping. You dig? So you got to get some shit popping. You got to get it popping. You got to get your own spot. If you ain't got your own spot, that's going to be a major dent in your game. Women like to go over to a brother's house and have a little spot to come chill and kick it and get away from all the bullshit that's happening at her spot, a place where she can go and plug in her little curling iron or whatever and kick it with you dig?
Yeah, but he only 24. Yeah, like
I know he's 24.
They could go on some day dates to the park and like get some ice cream. Like it ain't always got to be.
It could be coffee. Yeah. That's like $5.
But this nigga wants some pussy.
Right. No, you got to start somewhere. Take her on a picnic. Go to the park. Go for a bike ride.
Like. Shit,
I mean, women every
on a bike ride.
Oh, ain't nothing.
Shit.
But yeah,
it's a lot of free.
So, are you trying to get in a relationship? Or what's your main goal right now, as far as the ladies? Are you trying to just casually date? You're trying to smash a little team of them. You're trying to get you a main squeeze. What you trying to get?
Right now, I mean, you know, if the vibe is cool, like I got this one girl I'm talking to. She's very cooperative. You know, I might make it my chick, but she's dealing with her ex, so that's out the question.
That's
but
definitely out the question, dude. You trying to make a chick you trying to make her your main chick and she's already dealing with the next nigga. That's gonna happen to you if you make her the main chick. You dig? You got what's called a choosy Susie in the streets. And that's what you don't want.
Shit.
Yeah, he's a choosy. Yeah, he's a choosy floozy.
Get what you ask.
He's a choosy Brucey. So you don't wanna be a choosy Brucey and get a choosy Susie. Both of y'all are choosing everybody else and y'all fucking the game up.
Our ex don't live here, though. Like, our ex lives in Africa.
Don't make no fucking difference.
Oh, and then she doing all of that.
That nigga show up here in some war paint and a Shaka Zulu mask and jug you with a spear, motherfucker.
You are petty as hell for that.
Who is this nigga you're talking to? I heard you were talking to her. I saw you like a picture on Instagram. Yeah, don't give a fuck. This is bullshit, nigga. I'll fight you to the death.
My main goal.
Let me ask you this. The chick who has the dude, is she African, by the way?
Yeah, she is.
Now you, you were African too? Okay, well, shit. What part of Africa are your family from?
I'm from Nigeria. I was born there.
Okay,
you know, I was raised there.
Now I get that. A lot of our African brothers, y'all stay with your parents for a long time until you get married. So I get that. That's a cultural thing. But you can get your little black ass up out the house still, nigga. You get up out the house, God. Get your own spot, because you're born here. Right. I can tell you were born here, right?
No, he said he was born
there. I was born back there.
You're born in Nigeria.
For a couple years.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Where'd your
accent? I got my diplomatic immunity, as you say.
Yeah. So, now, have you been back to Nigeria to visit?
No, I was raised there. So, you know, I've been here for a couple of years, about 10 years, but I haven't been back home since I've been here.
Okay. So, yeah. So, and the girl that you're talking to, is she from here, or was she born in Nigeria as well?
No, she was born here, but she... You know, she grew up back in Nigeria. I guess she went to Nigeria when she was young.
Okay.
And then she comes here periodically. But now she's here for good, you know, for a couple of years before she goes back.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. Y'all got a real crazy situation. And she's dealing with you. And then there's the dude over in Africa. And we don't know if he's going to come over here or not. It's just a big mess, man, that y'all don't want to get involved in. You know, it's just too much choosy bullshit going on.
Nah, but I already smashed, though. That's the thing.
Right.
You know, and I feel like we starting to get closer the more we, you know, keep doing that. And I don't want her to get in a situation where she start catching feelings, because I'm not going to be here for long. I got a couple months before I get deployed, so.
You're in the military?
Yeah.
Okay, so. Dude, you got to find you a real down-ass chick. If you're trying to be deployed and...
Keep a girl.
You want to keep a chick. Because if you are dealing with this girl right here, she's already dealing with the dude over in Africa. You got deployed. I mean, she's going to be shipping in dicks like cargo ships.
Oh,
dude. So that's
every woman don't do it.
That's not going to be a good look for you, man. You get you somebody who's down. That's why you got to get your own spot. You got to get your own spot. And look, I know you're in the military, but you got to find somebody who's going to rock with you while you're deployed, and you know, somebody who ain't going
to
bring.
I ain't no rush to get a girl right now, man. Because I know when I come back, I'll be good. You know?
None of you guys.
Right now, I'm just gonna.
You don't. You a choosy Brucey. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're choosy Brucey. You don't know what you're trying to do. Because you're 24, you're trying to find yourself. And where you're being deployed, where are you going? You going to Afghanistan? Where are you going to be deployed?
No, I'm going to Kuwait. Cool. By Qatar, like Qatar, Dubai area.
Yeah, so you're going to get out there, nigga. You're going to see them big sand booties out there. Them Dubai girls and them Qatar girls are thick than a motherfucker. And you're going to be over there trying to get it in. You dig? So, you know, you don't need to be thinking about no serious relationship anyway. You dig?
Hey, so Tariq, I have a game question though for you besides that.
Go ahead.
So I was listening to one of the old podcasts last night, and you were saying something about being mysterious and kind of shutting the fuck up when you get around females, you know, dudes talking too much. So it's like for me, it's I don't want to say it's hard, but like when I'm having a conversation with a chick, I always want to talk about myself a little bit, you know, and sometimes I end up saying a lot because I always want to get that shit out of my system.
That's where y'all fuck up trying to talk about yourself, because y'all niggas be using women as therapy, because y'all be having a lot of shit on your chest and motherfuckers don't be listening to you. And the minute a woman gives you her ear, y'all niggas start telling her your life story, and then you fuck the game up for yourself, man. You go into the game secure. Don't go in there on some insecure shit trying to win approval by talking about yourself too damn much. Well, you know, I'm a producer and I'm going to school for law, and then I'm getting a record deal, you know, well, fuck all that. You got to get into the woman's mind. You got to get her to talk. You got to get her to break her shit down to you. You got to get her emotionally invested to you. You got to get her to dump all her emotions into you so that there's a connection. Y'all got to stop running your goddamn mouths. Y'all niggas be up in the club wearing these little sequin blouses like Migos. And your braids all wrapped up in a damn ponytail that's hanging in the back like Rihanna and shit. And y'all niggas got tongue rings and y'all in there talking emotionally. Cut that bullshit out, man. Keep it mackish. Keep your mouth shut and you talk logically so that the women can come at you on the emotion shit so you can learn them and then understand how to rock with the women.
Yep.
You understand? Get
real knowledge. Mystery works.
I got you, man.
All right, brother. And be cool, man. And charge the chick that you're messing with from Africa, man. That's a side piece. Just look at it as just a little side piece. Don't get too serious with her. All right?
I hear you, man. I appreciate y'all, man.
I don't want two Chaka Zulu niggas fighting over the shit. All right, brother.
Damn stupid.
Well, we got a lot of choosy Susies and choosy Brucies out here. Dudes who don't know what they want. Ladies, have y'all dealt with dudes who were just so on the fence about what they wanted, it just fucked it all up with you?
Yeah.
What?
I think all these guys are like that, right? Right now.
Yeah. Have guys done you like that, Bree? How have you worked with guys or been dating guys who were just on the fence, choosy, not knowing if they want to be single, want to be with you? What was the vibe?
They played a role. You know, they played a role like they want to be there. And they do enough to keep you interested and then cut it off. And it's like, no, because I'm over here doing this, you know, I'm doing that and doing this. And I don't want to make anybody stay anywhere. Like, right. I want you to want to be here. So I'll be like, okay, off with your fucking head.
Why is that, Tariq? What's the like science behind it? Like, what is wrong with these few fools?
You got a lot of dudes. You get them at certain stages in their lives where they have not gotten out of the player stage. They haven't gotten it out of their system. And they want to say things that women want to hear. So they say relationship shit at first. They talk all that bullshit.
Oh, Lord.
You dig? And usually after they done smashed the third time, that's when the choosy Brucies start coming out of them.
Oh, Lord.
What's your situation, Layla?
No, I don't really have a situation like that, but no, I have dealt with guys that, you know, they seem like, it's almost like one of those things, like, they don't want to fully commit, but at the same time, they don't want you to talk. I get the vibe. They don't say, don't talk to no other dude, but that's the vibe you get from them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And they still keep close tabs on you. Yeah, they keep them tabs now.
But at
the same time, I just feel like they're all like, I don't understand. Like you said, choosy Brucey. Like, do you want me or not?
I feel like women got a lot to do with it too, though. Women play a big role. Women play a big role. Social media plays a big role because now they can go and choose. Like one of them, Migos said it on their rap. Like, I got all of my bitches from the app. Like you can, they can literally pick chicks from Snap, from Instagram. It's just way too accessible.
You know why it's bad? Don't value themselves anymore. That's bad to do that because I've had plenty of dudes that picked a girl from Instagram, met her in person, and she, that same scenario that happened on Friday.
We talked about that last
She looked like Janet Jackson. She looked like
there's a reason why all her pictures were headshots and shit.
Headshots with them damn filters?
Yeah.
Like, man, people don't be looking like that.
They don't.
That's
what
y'all ass be getting.
And women don't value themselves no more. Like,
they don't.
There's not enough respect for themselves, and they just spread it way too thin. So they give this guy an option, this guy an option, this guy an option, this guy an option, and it just keeps going. And they have options. Men have way more options than
we do. They do, but I don't think they have any quality options too. Like, if you just want to smash,
he said it himself. They don't care about quality.
They don't care.
No, it's just the number. They don't care. It's a numbers game. It's quantity. It's not quality.
Exactly.
So when do you get to a point in your life when
49.
You're like 49? You right.
They get 49 and be like, you know, I'm ready to settle down.
Serious.
Your ass is old. Gone. I ain't ready to settle down with you.
Oh my God.
Guys do have to grow out of the quantity stage because it's when you're a young dude, it's like, I want to see how many I can smash. It becomes a quantity thing. Mm. It's the numbers thing. I got to, how many numbers you got at the club, homie? It's like a battle.
Why though? Why? Can you tell me why?
That's some young dude shit. It's just some player. That's the player stage.
Terrible. But it's some 40-year-olds that be doing
it. Yeah, those are dudes who didn't get the player stage out of them when they were young. A lot of dudes didn't have the option because you got a lot of young dudes who are kind of nerdy, kind of geeky, ain't got no money. So they want to be players, but they don't have that option.
And then when they grow into it.
Once they get, like, some money, they get a nice little ride, they get a crib, and they start getting women choosing up on them, then choosy Brucey starts coming out.
Oh, Lord.
And they're like, oh, shit, I'm kind of a player.
Right.
That's why you notice a lot of athletes, they will have children, about 3 or 4 kids, around the same age. You notice that?
Yeah, why do you think that is?
Because a lot of times, the minute they get signed, these niggas are smashing everything because nobody was giving them play before. But the minute these dudes get signed, they start smashing everything.
With no protection.
With no protection. That's why you see these athletes be having 8 5-year-olds. You dig? All the kids the same age because they done
knocked up a whole bunch of chicks the minute they got signed. The minute they signed that contract, pussy start coming, and they didn't know how to vet it, so they just start smashing everything, and they didn't know how to get that player stage under control. So a lot of guys have to learn that.
I have a question.
Wait to that. Did y'all see on Shade Room the NBA draft? They was getting off the bus and it was like, look at all these zaddies getting off this bus. Uh-huh. Literally every dude that got off the bus on the way to the NBA draft looked like money. I'm talking about suited, booted. Oh, yeah. And I'm almost guaranteed they didn't look like that 20 minutes before that. You know what I'm saying?
Do guys care though? That's my question. Okay, so Tariq, when you were single and let's say, you know, you had a lot of money and let's say you weren't that great looking. Let's just say.
Yeah.
And no girls talk to you. All of a sudden you get money and you feel like a girl is only talking to you because you have money. Dudes still don't care, huh?
They don't give a shit.
Oh, my God.
They don't care. They do not care.
That's so damn shallow. Why would you like somebody?
Kardashians come in. When you see black men with Kim Kardashian looking chicks, I think that's what happens.
They don't care.
Don't care if a girl just wants them for money and they know it?
Oh, niggas will brag about it. They're like, oh, I gave us bundles and bundles and bundles and bundles. They'll brag about the shit.
But that's dumb because if you go broke, then if you know a girl would leave you, why would you even want to be with that?
That's the moment.
They use whatever card that's given to them. And the money card. A lot of dudes know their limitations. A lot of dudes like, look, I'm uglier than a motherfucker. I ain't got no game. So let me get me some paper. Let me rap. Let me play basketball. And now I got options. So they're like, I just buy the chick. And a lot of dudes think like that. Mm. A lot of dudes think like that.
That's sad.
You dig? That's part of the game. Unfortunately.
I don't either.
What's up? Who's calling? Yo.
Is it the phone line? I think it's the phone line.
I think it's the phone line, too. The phone line is like hit or miss. What else is happening out here? What's happening out here, Miss Layla? This shit is crazy.
Oh, since we talk about relationships, I'm going to talk about Lala Anthony. Did you see her on Wendy?
Yes, I did.
What did she do? And now, Lala, I love Lala, by the way.
Mm-hmm. She went and got body, too.
That body is on fleek. I saw her on Power, which is my favorite show. Y'all watch Power,
but I have not seen the Sunday I taped it, and I need to go watch tonight.
You gotta watch it.
You
don't watch Power, Breeze?
You don't watch Power, girl?
I don't. When she be having too much hype around it, I'll be like, huh.
No, it's Power's good. The shit. It's the bomb.
Power's the
it
shit.
Is
you
the
gotta
bomb.
See Power. That's the best
show. See, I watched that to read.
Yes.
I don't miss that.
So what did Lala do?
Well, she went on Wendy, and of course, they were wanted to know the update on her, Carmelo Anthony.
Yes.
And she was saying, hey, you know, is there a divorce in the works? And she said, she was laughing, and she was like, no, not right now. You know, sometimes you just gotta, you know, push it through for the child, but no divorce in the works yet. But she didn't, you know, she kind of went around the question. So my question to you is, do you stay together for the kid? Because that's kind of what I feel like they're doing right now. Because she says she wants everything to be kind of normal for their son.
Yeah. And in some cases you do. Because that kind of broke my heart to see them kind of, you know, break up like that. Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, they said he had a side chick. I don't know.
He did. I think, allegedly.
Right,
allegedly.
You know, I always got to stay true to the players, you know. But sometimes you do have to charge some things to the game. For the children, but not to the point where you two, the parents, are just at each other's throats. Because if you're at each other's throats, that's going to be a bad look for the kids. But if there's a little bullshit going around on the side, and if it's not in the house, you can kind of work that out. Now, sometimes these dudes be having these side babies and shit out here. You know, that's another thing. You know, guys.
That's what happened, right? So, supposedly.
Did he have it? I don't know.
It's supposed to be a baby.
It's supposed to be a baby.
That was the reason. Because I'm sure it's been plenty of sides. Like,
you know.
Yeah, it's plenty of sides.
Plenty of mashed potatoes and coleslaw. Yeah. But the baby is what threw the monkey wrench in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the thing. It hasn't been verified if there's a side baby. Just like on Love and Hip Hop. On Love and Hip Hop, Kirk, he's doing a DNA with the side chick.
Dumbass. No, that's his kid. I know that's his kid. Like, that shit is irritating.
Now, let me ask y'all too. Like, y'all dating a dude. Y'all married to a dude. Married or dating.
Okay.
And he's papered up. Bree, he's papered up, Layla. This dude, money is straight.
New perspective.
Okay, money. Wait, how much?
I'm saying he's sitting on $3 million.
You're not worried about nothing.
Okay, he's sitting on $3 million. Just something low.
Right.
He's sitting on $3 million. A little low. So, you know, all of a sudden, y'all been together for 4 or 5 years, and then there's a side baby that popped off somewhere in Memphis. It's always in one of these old bullshit. It's always in some little obscure place. And shout out to Memphis. I ain't shitting on Memphis. But it's always a motherfucker who live in Memphis or Houston or some shit. That side chick. That's what Chris Brown's chick, his side baby.
He's in Houston.
You dig? But he got him a little side chick.
Yeah, I want to. I forgot.
Yeah, you know, Chris Brown had the side baby with a little royalty. You're a beautiful kid, but that's
Dwayne.
That's why Carucci left him.
Dwayne.
Dwayne who?
Wade.
Oh, yeah. Luda. Yeah. So he's papered up. He get that little side baby in Memphis. And do you stay? Layla, do you stay with the dude with the side baby?
Okay, so. If you asked me this 5 years ago.
I'm asking now, goddammit.
Okay, if you ask me now, I'm going to ride it out.
There you go.
I ain't even going to lie. You know why?
Why?
Because I have a different perspective on relationships now that I've gotten older and I've actually been through some things.
What's your perspective now, Layla?
My perspective now is, all my relationships used to be for love. Yes. And I'm not saying they're not for love now, but now they're for love and finances. Because, you know, it was all about love. You know, baby, I got your back. I don't care. But now it's about love. I'm not even going to sit up here and lie. And I'm not talking about using the person because I'm going to have my money, but you have to have your finances right. I have to have my finances right. And if we can make it work, then I'm not saying to go cheat on me, but I'm saying we could probably work it out.
No way.
For a fee.
Now, Bree, could you be cool with the side baby in Memphis? Now, y'all, you and your dude, y'all, he's papered up. I mean, you straight, you taken care of, you ain't struggling. I mean, everything is good.
You know, it would really have to depend on me and the person. Like, you know, what type of situation that we have, the love and that type of stuff. Because the money is going to come and it's going to go. Like,
right.
He could be broke tomorrow. But it actually happened to me.
Oh, damn. Oh,
it happened to me. But we were so at odds with each other, like in our own relationship outside of him having a baby on the side, that it was like it was easy for me to leave.
And I
was finding myself regretting it, like at first, but then in the long run, I didn't.
How long were y'all together?
Six, seven years.
Damn.
Oh, that's pretty
long. What year did he have the side baby?
The last year. The final year.
Damn, so that shit actually happened.
Wow.
It actually
How did you find out about the side baby?
Oh. He,
The baby come up to the house.
No.
Hello? Bring it in. My name, Free Kwan. I'm from Memphis. I'm from Memphis.
On MySpace.
My daddy here. On MySpace, you found out?
It was that long ago.
Hilarious.
Jeez.
The baby had a Black Planet page.
No, but the girl did, and she was like, I think they had only had sex probably one or two times.
It's always that one nut.
And she was like, boom, it happened. What you gonna do? I'm keeping it.
Oh, Lord.
And I was like, oh, no, I ain't gonna be around. Because 6-7 years with somebody, we was each other's like only like everything.
Yeah.
So for you to have to now put a child that's not mine in front of me, I couldn't bear to deal with that. Like, I know the daughter was going to have to come first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like I couldn't take a back seat to her. That was the selfishness in myself.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, I won't even say it's selfish. Just that you got the Carucci game up.
Yeah.
You said, hey, and that's it. You know?
Yeah.
Dudes need to stop lying. Because I remember a long time ago when I was 18, I dated this guy. And I never knew he was married, you guys.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah. That's
it was really like
times.
I was so shocked and so hurt. I was dead. But this is the crazy. We used to live together.
Oh,
so
shit.
He had me in an apartment. And I guess his wife was in the house, but he was always with me. And when he was gone.
How the hell you didn't know you living with a nigga? He's married
to
somebody else.
No, because he went out of town for work a lot. Man. So when he would leave, I'm thinking he's out of town at work.
Damn.
So until the wife came, I was young. I was 18. He was older than me. He was like 30.
Mm.
I didn't know he was 30. He lied about his age because he looked super young.
Right.
And I looked at his ID when he was 30, but I was super young and green and crazy. But yeah, the wife came knocking on my door and he had 3 kids and he was married.
Damn.
And he was living with me. So when she broke it to me, like he's married, I was like so in shock. And then I broke up with him. It was crazy though. It was crazy.
God, damn.
Yeah, that was bad. And we were living together. Like I was, and I'm young, so I'm not.
Sound like that was probably Bree's dude side baby. Who was fucking with Layla? It was.
I'm
a grown ass man.
I'm
gonna get you an apartment. I got some child support checks. I got a new job.
I'll slap him to this day if it was him.
It's the baby old.
That was the way. There's something I'm saying, Tariq. I've been through some bad, crazy relationships. That's why I said I don't really base stuff off love, because I was so in love. You know what I mean? So damn, it's hard to bait. Like, I've been through so many tragic relationships that I'm just like, I don't even care anymore. You care. I didn't turn Nelly. I don't care.
Lord.
Bad.
Man.
Traumatized.
Lord. And what else is happening out here? Bree, tell us what's happening out here in these streets.
Okay, let's get back to some positivity.
Yes.
This is all positive. We're learning.
No, we're learning. Oh, we're learning. Our relationship shit ain't been positive, okay? We can agree on that.
We're learning on what y'all don't need to do. Woo. Based on what y'all should do. See, this, it's a learning process.
Oh, what we don't need to do. Okay, back to anyway. Yes. So, Chance the Rapper.
Oh, he cute.
I like
he
Chance.
Won. He's positive.
Did y'all hear his like awards speech?
Yes. What did he say?
He was like, you know, I thought, you know, he was like, I was going to come up here and say all of these different things. Like, we need the government to stop treating us like this, and we need the police to stop killing our people, and we need, you know, he just was like, we need to work on different communities. And then he was like, at the end of it, he was like, well, what I really need to do, we need to start working on ourselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got to start there and go, and then we can affect the world. And I literally was sitting at lunch with my friends over the weekend, and we were having this conversation about black and white supremacy, and he really broke it down like, it's a mental. Everyone has to change their mental. There's no way anything is going to work unless you change your mental, and it has to start with the individual person.
True.
And for him to get on stage at the BT Awards and be like the only beam of positivity that night, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he's really a stand-up dude. And
young.
It's like, yeah, he's young, but it's like, don't you feel like Chance is what you thought Kanye would be?
Right.
Yeah. Like, I definitely thought Kanye would be that person.
He kind of took a step back.
Yeah, Kanye went to the sunken place.
Look,
I don't have nothing against the Kardashians. They be doing shit to niggas. It's something they do. Niggas don't be right when they get around their ass.
I agree.
Niggas be on some other shit. I don't know. Some damn Armenian witchcraft or some shit. Brothers be, what's the dude who was with Chloe? With Chloe,
really?
That
Tristan.
Nigga,
what's up? Wait, what's up with him though?
That nigga was in a whole house on.
You're talking about Lamar.
Lamar, the other. I mean, Tiger done lost his mind, and Tiger's the homie. I like Tiger. I fuck with Tiger, but shit, dudes just be on one.
That is
when they
true.
Fuck with them Kardashians, man. Look at OJ used to fuck around with them.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And, you know, his whole life.
Yeah, damn. Shit.
Ain't he about to get on a
Yeah, OJ might get out.
He's gonna have a reality show. You heard about that, right?
Really?
Yeah, he's supposed to be.
Oh Lord.
Like, what could possibly be going on?
Like life after, I don't know.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, I heard about that. I think he
might get out. We'll see. We'll see, because OJ was very symbolic victory for the white supremacists. They really wanted to get OJ.
Yeah.
For getting off. And it was really payback with Johnny Cochran. It was Johnny Cochran really doing all the work back then, getting OJ off, and they couldn't stand Johnny Cochran. So we'll see what they're gonna do with OJ. I gotta see
it. That's why he's in jail now. Yeah. Because he been in jail for killing Nicole, not for the stupid.
No.
He's
in jail for something else. Yeah, but really, they gave him all that time.
Yeah, they gave him like 33 years for stealing his own stuff.
Yeah, I was like, he was stealing. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And nobody's ever gotten a sentence like that ever. Exactly. So it was a revenge sentence.
Exactly.
And based on the evidence, he didn't kill no damn Nicole. If you really look at the evidence, because they exclude a whole bunch of shit that they tell in the media. With Nicole Simpson, all the people she was around were criminals back then. She was connected with that Mezzaluna restaurant, which a whole bunch of people got killed there. It was a whole bunch of shit that they do not tell y'all about that damn case.
Damn. But she had a little boyfriend on the side.
Man, please. She had a whole bunch of shit on the side, man.
She had a girlfriend on the side.
Yeah.
Fucking with Chris.
Yeah, so you dig? So that whole case is a trip, man.
They be trying to say OJ is Chloe's daddy.
Yeah, they've been saying that for a long time, because there was some swinging shit going on with.
Speaking of swingers, I was gonna ask you this. It's been this thing going around on the internet, and it was saying like a lot of people are like in polygamy relationships.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Tariq?
That will work in certain situations if you have the finances to do so. A lot of people want to get in polygamous relationships. A lot of dudes be thinking, okay, I just get the fuck pussy all day. No.
I know somebody that does that because they wanted me to be the fifth one.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, my friend. I ain't going to say no names. But I didn't know when I first met him. I just thought, you know, he was cool, whatever. And then I thought something was like mysterious and weird about him. And then he showed me this video. And the video, I guess he was putting together a reality show. Mm-hmm. And in the reality show, it was going to be about him and his four wives, and he's looking for a fifth. Mm. And then he was like, okay, if you want to know about me, because I told him he was too mysterious, and he sent me this link, and the link had that, and I dropped my phone.
No, but so can he take care of you like
he got wife? Money.
But is he got out money. Here, out here in L.A.?
Okay, so this is the thing. Yeah. He's back and forth. He's back and forth from Texas to L.A., back and forth. He got bread now. Mm. He got that bread, for sure. But that's why he can probably do it.
I mean, yeah.
But and, I was and, like, no,
and,
I'm
and,
good.
You know, you might be in a situation where you're a wife in law and he's sending some motherfuckers out here to get some money.
He doesn't connect them together, though, he says. Like, I asked him, I said, so are all these girls, like, y'all doing stuff together? He's like, no, he keeps everybody separate. And I was like, okay.
Oh, that nigga
sound that would
like
be a no for me, yeah, but thanks for the
that sound like some big pimping right there. Yeah. Too. That like, brother, he got a stable. You yeah. Dig? Yeah. That's another thing right there. That brother had him a little stable.
Yeah. Yeah. So, they all cool with it. All right. Yeah. He take care of all of them. I was like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was trying to send you, Waylon.
Nah, no, so I'm straight. He was trying to send you. I ain't that somebody. Damn desperate, y'all. I ain't that damn desperate.
Man, so anyway, we're about to get up out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, Layla, what is your Instagram?
It's Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZ.
Yes, indeed. Y'all follow her. And Miss Bree, what is your Instagram, dear?
I am at Chloe B. Her, Chloe B. Her.
What is that name? What is Chloe B. Her? What the hell
yeah,
is that?
That was at
is
the
that Chloe your middle name? What is that?
No, I, you know, like when I started going to the clubs kind of early because I was doing hair shows. I was dancing, mm-hmm. not stripping.
Oh, okay, dancing.
I'm about to say, like, girl, not you stripping. That pole.
I'm gonna move the pole out the way.
No, I'm a learned dance. Like I've been dancing since I was in third grade. So like I was very good at dancing in high school, and I would do hair shows for a lot of different hair artists, and they would be in clubs. So I started off early, and for some reason, my go-to name was Chloe. Like I didn't want anybody to remember me. I didn't want anybody, you know. Mm-hmm. So I would just say Chloe, and once handles came and like internet came, I just stuck with it, and that's been my handle for like,
I'm surprised like you just didn't tell your name was Chloe.
Yeah, I know.
I told your name was Chloe.
No, I just go by Bree.
Bree, okay.
Yeah, it get, but a lot of people call me Chloe as well.
Your name's Brianna?
No, my name is Brashia.
Oh, Brashia, that's pretty.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I like that.
Miss Damn Brashia, aka Chloe. She got a thief name. That's a bank robber name. I don't want to see the FBI post of you with a damn crooked wig. Have you seen Chloe?
Like, hey.
She robbed a Knicks check cashier. Lord.
You're so stupid.
Anyway, y'all, what y'all doing? What are y'all doing this weekend? What do y'all got popping? Now, we're not going to be here next week. Next week is 4th of July. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to be here next week. So we're going to be off next week. What are y'all doing for the 4th of July?
I don't even know yet. I don't even know. I'm winging it right now.
Really?
Probably a barbecue. I have a lot of friends. My friend just moved into town from Vegas, and she got this big old house. I'm going to convince her to do a barbecue at her house. She got a pool. I don't know. I honestly don't know yet. I wing stuff, you know. I'm a winged type of girl. I'm a Sag.
Yeah,
we
wing.
You are?
Yeah. Are you a Sag, too?
Yes.
Oh, we got two Sagittarius.
Oh, no. Ooh, that means I know a lot about her.
Yes.
And I know a lot about your ass, girl. Too. No, so
when's your birthday?
December 18th.
Oh, I'm the 4th.
Yay,
we should do a birthday weekend.
We should.
Woo!
Well, we got to plan it.
Okay, yeah. I'm excited.
But
what you doing, Brie?
I'm going on a road trip to AZ.
Oh, Arizona.
You gonna be hot as hell?
It's hot as a motherfucker. What you gonna be doing in Arizona?
Well, I have friends there, and they're gonna be hosting a couple of different people from out of town. Mm-hmm. But then my family that is from LA, they are going to Vegas for the 4th. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna meet them in Vegas for the 4th.
Oh damn! I should go to Vegas.
I know. She made me think because my auntie live out there. I could go out there. For
yeah,
free.
That's what he like. My auntie, she got this big ass crib, and she do it real big. They do it every year, but I've never been. And he's like, you have.
Oh, you never been to Vegas?
No, I've never been to his aunt's for the
4th. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Damn.
So they do it
God,
real big.
Want to go to there. I know. Talking to my wife, we might go.
It's 117. It was over the weekend. 117.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
It was like 101 out here in LA.
Yeah, it was.
I was melting.
Man. I'm gonna be like, yo, I'm putting on some fucking flip flops and a damn my legs out. With some
no, pants. A romper. Just throw you on a romper.
So I wore several rompers this weekend, and like using the restroom, every time I take it off, I'm like just picturing a dude butt naked trying to use the restroom because he got a fucking romper on.
How y'all moist niggas pee with a romper on?
They just stick it through the little hole.
You gotta pull the pants up so the dick can plop out. What kind
the
of
little
shit?
Hole of the snap.
Oh God,
that's horrible.
If a nigga doing that, kill yourself.
Meanwhile, I'm butt naked, like in the bathroom, trying to make sure ain't nobody looking through the cracks.
Hilarious.
I just pulled mine up to the side, girl.
Layla's
belly. I got tired of being unbuckling all that shit.
Lord. All right, anyway, y'all follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Go to Tariq Live on YouTube, and we will holler at you guys in a couple of weeks. Not right. Next yes. week. In a couple of weeks, all right?
Bye, guys. Don't miss me too much.
Yes, indeed.